This week on The Marquee, we've got the last new releases of 2012 and some of the year's best. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, nothing goes hand-in-hand better than Christmas and Quentin Tarantino. In his newest film, Django Unchained, Jamie Foxx's Django, a slave-turned-bounty hunter who with his mentor is searching for a vicious gang of criminal brothers. What's in it for him? Freedom and assistance in freeing his shackled wife from Leonardo DiCaprio's plantation. If you're not a Tarantino fan, this film isn't going to do much to persuade you otherwise. But if you put any of his films in your personal top 10, then you're probably going to get a kick out of this blaxploitation western.
The King's Speech director Tom Hooper follows up his Oscar-winning crowd-pleaser with the moving musical Les Miserables. Hugh Jackman stars as Jean Valjean, a paroled thief turned successful businessman and mayor of Paris. When he's given the opportunity to care for a dying woman and her child, he ends up hunted by a ruthless lawman played by Russell Crowe. Though some of the musical aspects may be challenging for some viewers, the powerful story and brilliant performances make it a must-see.
Parental Guidance is 2012's harmless Cheaper by the Dozen ripoff starring Billy Crystal and Bette Midler. Cultures clash when Billy and Bette watch their three grandkids for an extended amount of time while their parents are away on a business trip.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Les Miserables may be long, but it's worth every moving minute. It's easily one of the year's best.
Since I'm not a great fan of musicals that aren't named Moulin Rouge, I'm going to recommend Django Unchained. It may not be Tarantino's best, but that's hardly a reason not to go see it.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, a lot of new releases have made their way to theaters, from cheesy action movies to serious dramas. If the latest releases don't interest you, though, you can check out some of the other recent releases that are among the year's best. Along with this week's Les Mis, some of my favorite movies of the year include Steven Spielberg's surprisingly captivating bio, Lincoln, and Ben Affleck's Argo. Or, if you're not in the mood for the typical award season drama, try the new Bond film, Skyfall.
Skyfall is easily my favorite movie since the summer ended, and is possibly my favorite film of 2012, so if you still haven't seen it, now's the time. If you're craving a biopic other than Lincoln, you should consider Hitchcock. It may not have the scope of Lincoln, but it's still a satisfying picture and one of my favorites of the past few months.
Or if you'd prefer to close out the year in the comfort of your own living room, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Words. Bradley Cooper stars as a struggling writer who finds fortune and fame when he publishes another man's manuscript as his own. But when the story's true author approaches him, the problems arise. Though the idea behind the film is an interesting one, and Cooper is as charming as ever, the execution is a distracted mess. Well, since The Words is a good candidate for my bottom 10 list this year, I'm going to recommend skipping it and checking out some of the other best movies of the year. They may not be the traditional award contenders, but The Hunger Games and Joss Whedon's The Avengers were a couple of my favorite movies of the year, along with Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom. And you can find all three on Blu-ray.
I agree with Kristen about The Avengers and Moonrise Kingdom being two of 2012's best. The first three quarters of 2012 didn't blow me away as much as I was hoping, but there are a couple other films you might want to check out on Blu-ray before the year ends, including The Dictator, 21 Jump Street, and the strangely touching Ted. Some of you may have noticed the lack of The Caped Crusader on our best of lists. I would never speak for Kristen, but to me it was good, but not great, and it was certainly a bit of a letdown, thus why it was left off my list.
No, I agree. Fortunately, though, it wasn't nearly as painful as my least favorite movie of the year, Project X.
Project X was definitely one of 2012's worst. I have to say Red Tails was even worse, because it set its aim so high, but crashed on liftoff.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for some award season leftovers and the start of another movie dead zone. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week.
Everybody knows Custer died at the Battle of Little Bighorn. What this book presupposes is, what if he didn't?